Have you ever found yourself wondering if a younger woman is open to you approaching her, but felt unsure about the signs? Today, we're going to explore the body language cues that many men might overlook, which can indicate a younger woman's openness to an older man's approach. By the end of this video, you'll be equipped with a sharper understanding of these nonverbal cues, enhancing your insight into her level of interest. 1. Prolonged eye contact. Diving into the world of nonverbal cues, let's start with eye contact. It's more than just a glance, it's about the language of the eyes. When a younger woman maintains prolonged eye contact with you, it's like she's sending a silent message of interest. Why does this matter? Eye contact is a powerful communicator. If you catch her gaze and she holds that eye contact for a few seconds longer than usual, that is a good sign of her interest. But here's the catch. There's a fine line between a fleeting glance and a meaningful gaze. Prolonged eye contact often means she's comfortable in your presence and curious to know more about you. It's her nonverbal way of saying, "Hey, I'm interested in this conversation. Let's see where it goes." But remember, it's not just about the duration of the eye contact, but the quality as well. Is there a sparkle? A little smile playing on her lips? These are the subtle signs that accompany that engaging eye contact. So, next time you catch her gaze, pay attention to what her eyes are telling you. It might just be the invitation you're looking for. 2. Open body language. Now, let's unravel the mystery of body language. It speaks volumes, especially when words are unsaid. Open body language is like an unspoken invitation saying, "I'm comfortable and interested." Why does this gesture matter? Body language is the unsung hero of communication. If her arms are relaxed, not crossed, then her posture is open and inviting you to a conversation. This is her way of nonverbally signaling that she's approachable. It's like she's saying, "Come over, let's chat," without uttering a single word. Open body language is welcoming. It breaks down barriers and creates a space for connection. But there's more to it than just uncrossed arms. It's in the way she angles her body towards you, a subtle yet clear sign she's open to your presence. It's in her relaxed shoulders, a sign of comfort and ease. This kind of body language is an open book, and if you're attentive, you can read chapters of interest and openness in her stance alone. So next time you're gauging interest, take a moment to observe her body language. Is she open and relaxed? If yes, it might just be the green light you're looking for. 3. Mirroring movements. Let's jump into the intriguing world of mirroring movements. It's a subtle, often unconscious dance that speaks volumes in the language of attraction. When someone subtly copies your body language, that's what is mirroring, and it is a sign of rapport and interest. But why is understanding this so crucial? This is because mirroring reflects a deeper connection. When a younger woman mirrors your actions, it's like an unspoken harmony. Say you lean in slightly, and she mirrors that movement, or you take a sip of your coffee, and she does the same. These synchronized actions are her body's natural way of saying, "I'm in tune with you." It's fascinating how our bodies can engage in this silent conversation, reflecting comfort and interest in the person we're interacting with. But why does mirroring matter engaging interest? It's a sign that she's not just listening, but she's also engaged. It's her subconscious aligning with your rhythm, a subtle hint that she's on the same wavelength. This kind of nonverbal cue is a powerful indicator of mutual interest and comfort. So, the next time you're in a conversation, pay attention to these subtle cues. Is she mirroring your movements or posture? If so, it could be a gentle nod from her indicating a mutual connection. Before we dive into the next point, are you appreciating the insights? If so, a like and a quick comment go a long way. I love reading your thoughts and suggestions. 4. Playful touching. Let's explore the subtle art of playful touching. In the world of body language, a light, friendly touch can speak louder than words. It's a gentle way of saying, "I'm comfortable with you." Why is this gesture so significant? Touch is a powerful communicator of affection and interest. When a younger woman engages in playful touching, like a light tap on the arm or a playful nudge, it's her way of breaking the physical barrier in a friendly, non-intrusive manner. It's like she's testing the waters, seeing how you respond to this gentle form of closeness. Playful touching is a sign of flirting, a nonverbal hint that she enjoys your company and feels at ease around you. But it's crucial to remember the importance of mutual comfort and boundaries. Playful touching should always be welcome and reciprocal. It's about creating a comfortable space for both. If she gently touches your arm while laughing at a joke, or lightly brushes against you while walking, it's a sign of comfort and possibly interest. So the next time you're interacting with someone, notice these light, playful touches. Are they present? If so, they might be subtle indicators of interest, a way of saying, I'm enjoying this moment with you. 5, smiling and laughter. Let's dive into the joyful world of smiling and laughter. These expressions are universal signs of happiness and can be powerful indicators of interest. A genuine smile or a shared laugh can bridge the gap between strangers, turning awkwardness into comfort. But why are these expressions so impactful? They're the essence of positive human interaction. When a younger woman shares a sincere smile or laughs at your jokes, it's a signal that she's enjoying the interaction. It's not just about being polite. A genuine smile reaches the eyes, creating a sparkle that's unmistakable. Laughter, too, is a sign of ease and comfort. It shows that she's relaxed in your company and finds genuine joy in the conversation. But it's important to differentiate between courtesy and genuine delight. A polite smile is fleeting, but a sincere one lingers, accompanied by a warmth in the eyes. Similarly, genuine laughter is spontaneous and natural, not forced or merely polite. So, next time you're in a conversation, pay attention to her smiles and laughter. Are they genuine and frequent? If so, these are positive signs, indicating a connection and enjoyment in your presence. 6, leaning in. Let's focus on the significance of leaning in during conversations. This subtle gesture is a powerful indicator of interest and engagement. When someone physically leans towards you, it's as if they are reducing the space between you both, creating a more intimate setting. Why is this movement so telling? It's a nonverbal way of showing focus and connection. When a younger woman leans in while talking to you, it's a clear sign that she's not just hearing, but actively listening and engaged in the conversation. It's like she's subconsciously saying, "I'm interested in what you have to say." Leaning in is a gesture of involvement, showing that she values the interaction and wants to be a part of it. But it's more than just moving closer. Notice the context and how she leans in. Does she do it when you say something intriguing or when sharing a laugh? These are moments when leaning in can signify a deeper level of interest and connection. So, next time you're conversing with someone, observe if there's a lean-in moment. Is she physically drawing closer during key parts of the conversation? If so, it's a good sign that she's genuinely interested and engaged. Leaning in is a simple yet profound way of saying, "You've caught my attention." Now for that intriguing bonus point, the direction of her feet. It might sound surprising, but feet can actually be quite telling in understanding nonverbal interest. Why do feet matter in this context? They often point towards where the heart wants to go. Feet naturally turn towards what interests us, whether it's a person, an object, or an exit. When a younger woman's feet are pointed towards you, even when she's engaged in conversation with someone else, it can be a subtle indicator of her interest in you. It's like her body is unconsciously directing itself to what captures her attention. But here's the twist. It's not just about where the feet point. It's about consistency. Are her feet consistently oriented towards you throughout different moments in the interaction? This consistent alignment can be a silent yet powerful signal of interest. So, next time you're in a social setting, take a glance at where her feet are pointed. If they're frequently directed towards you, it could be her body's way of saying, "I'm interested in you." Remember, sometimes the clues to connection are right at our feet. Now that you know how to read her body language, what's next for you? Discover how to drive younger women crazy for you, or learn the best compliments to give younger women. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.